Welcome to the Autumn 2020 edition of Community Health, caring for you close to home, provided by the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. COVID-19 Special Edition. Heroes for more than one day. It's been a year like no other, a year that saw COVID-19 spread across the world, creating a pandemic that has affected every single one of us in some way. I have said before how proud I am to work for the NHS. Never has this been so true. The past 6 months have shown the absolute dedication and commitment of people who work within it. I have witnessed this firsthand at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. At a time when many people were understandably thinking about themselves, the 5,000-strong workforce at the Trust, like other parts of the NHS, couldn't and didn't do that. In this special issue of Community Health, we mark the enormous contribution of clinical staff and those who work behind the scenes in our support services to help KCHFT deliver outstanding care. You will meet our COVID heroes and you will read about what they did and continue to do to make sure we all stay safe and well. From the almost 500 people who temporarily moved to our frontline services, those delivering essential care, to those who stayed away from their families to be able to still do their jobs. These stories are moving and honest. Then there is Pip Colick, who made a miraculous recovery and a welcome return home to his family after 3 heart attacks and a COVID-19 diagnosis. Starting work in the NHS at the time of a pandemic was never going to be easy, and you can read how Ollie Gray and Natalie Ash have been getting on. We also say thank you to the dozens of you who either gave donations to our charity iCare or took part in a fundraising activity for our special staff health and wellbeing fund. You can find out more about how some of the 60-plus services we provide are resetting what they do, using learning from the pandemic and adapting to new technology, such as virtual consultations. Finally, thank you to our COVID heroes. You are incredible. Facing Clare, 01622 211 947. Email faye.sinclair1@nhs.net. You can read our magazine online at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/magazine. Request this magazine in large print or a different format. Please phone 01622 211 940. You can follow us on Facebook, Kent Community Health, or tweet us at NHS Kent CHFT. You can also like us on LinkedIn. If you would like to advertise in this magazine, please phone Charlotte Morgan on 01622 211 940. You can write to us at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, The Oast, Hermitage Court, Hermitage Lane, Barming, Maidstone, Kent ME16 9NT. The Team. Editor-in-Chief Julia Rogers, 01622 211946. Email juliarogers1@nhs.net. Editor Faye Sinclair. Designers Julie Bignall and Karen Kelly, and contributors Jane Barlow, Beverly Bryant, Anna Hind, Bev Hunt, Amy Rutland and Joe Trahani. Contents. Your Shout. Praise for COVID-19 heroes. News. COVID news. Thank you for your kindness. Meet our COVID heroes. 3 heart attacks and COVID for Pip. Working in the NHS. Care and compassion in COVID. Meet the innovators. It's the way forward. A snapshot of our year, 2019-20. Our Governor's Report. Your listings. Your Shout Special. We love it when you tell us what you think. This extended Your Shout is dedicated to your feedback about caring during COVID-19. Technology connects June with her family. Thank you to Caroline Essenhigh and the nurses at Tunbridge Cottage Hospital who gave such great care to my mum, June Wilkins, during the last few weeks of her long and happy life. During my mum's time with you, the care and consideration was very much appreciated, particularly given the added concerns and pressures from COVID-19. No matter what time I called, I was always greeted by a friendly and helpful voice, someone who could just let me know how mum was, thereby easing our worry and stress. Our family cannot thank you enough for helping us to FaceTime mum, as this was the only way we could connect with her. The reassurance and relief this gave us is unmeasurable. It was the only way we could let mum know we were thinking of her. Thank you for the loving care that was given to my mum. We have donated to the hospital's League of Friends as a way of saying thanks and helping in our own small way. Sharon Birch Lovell, Maidstone. Friendly team achieves miracles. Thank you so much for all your help for my 93-year-old mum, who woke up one morning and had lost all her mobility. She instantly lost her self-confidence, which was sad to see, to the extent of her saying, "What's the point of it all?" As her daughter, it was heartrending to hear. Thankfully, the rapid response team in Herne Bay and the lovely, cheerful Risa and Gary turned everything around for us. Risa was so calm and patient while assessing my mum and achieved miracles for her walking and confidence. Well, tiny steps, but huge steps in our eyes. Gary's advice, enthusiasm, and how he talked and encouraged mum will never be forgotten. They worked great as a team, as it means my mum can stay at home and slowly progress with improving her mobility. Thank you so much. Caroline Malkin. Wonderful wound centre nurses really care. The clinical expertise, knowledge and continuity provided by the team at the wound clinic in Ashford is exceptional. Of particular importance to me was the automatic Doppler machine. Having been referred with a large lower leg wound, this system took less than 2 minutes to establish my APBI, ankle brachial pressure index, which significantly helped in keeping the pain of the pressure cuff to a minimum. The wound is photographed and helps nursing staff by showing improvement week on week. This was a great help in reducing my anxiety at the state of my lower leg wound, which when I first attended the clinic was in quite a bad condition and very painful. On an individual level, thank you to nurses Sharon Weeks and Wendy Wilmore. In addition to clinical skills, the care, empathy, kindness and reassurance they provide is outstanding. This is the very heart of nursing excellence. I cannot thank them both enough, especially during these difficult and trying times when coronavirus adds a significant level of stress and pressure. Without question, they both put the patient first. Anonymous. Praise for our COVID-19 heroes. My experience with Vicky at the Keystone Clinic was fantastic. My appointment was at 2 p.m, I was seen on time and was in and out within 30 minutes. I was just so pleased with everything. Vicky was so informative with everything I asked and gave me lots of information about family planning options. She was so supportive about everything in this time of crisis. She made me laugh and she kept me talking to take my mind off the procedure. Sexual Health Clinic, Strood. I was so very impressed with Karen when she contacted me to review our daughter's gross motor skills as an action following our 12-month face-to-face review. At a time when I know the team must be hugely stretched and with many other pressing priorities, I'm grateful that she took the time to follow up. I'm always reassured by her warmth and grateful for the extensive knowledge she has and shared when reviewing our two smallest children. I know she's been redeployed to the front line for the COVID-19 response, and I wish her the best of luck. Health Visiting Service, Thanet. Thank you, Sandra, for your call, listening and reassuring and giving us advice techniques. It was lovely, especially while we're all home because of COVID-19. A phone call goes a long way. Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking to you again. Children's Integrated Therapy Services, Lewis and Wilden. It was nice that even during coronavirus, the Chronic Pain Clinic arranged a phone consultation for me. She checked on any progress, problems, and advised me to phone in to rebook the remainder of my physiotherapy appointments. Community Chronic Pain, Whitstable. I was very unwell with COVID-19 and came out of hospital unable to walk or manage simple care. The help was really appreciated. Intermediate Care Rehabilitation Team, Canterbury. Lee Moore came to install 2 grub rails and a step into our garden. I wanted to commend him for the efficiency with which he carried out the work, the care he took to abide by COVID-19 rules, and his kind and helpful manner. We are most grateful. South East Drivability. I felt safe because they were always in personal protective equipment, PPE, always friendly and doing their best. It's nice when you aren't mobile to have this help. The nurses are great and I'm impressed with the care. Patient care is their priority. Community Nursing Team, Folkestone. Thank you for all your kindness during the past few weeks. How much more difficult everything was due to the coronavirus lockdown. I cannot thank you enough for your dedication to your job. Community Nursing Team, Hythe and New Romney. 5 sessions of therapy using Skype because of COVID-19 have been extremely beneficial. I have Parkinson's disease, which can make me feel very anxious before hospital visits, so to be able to have my sessions from my home has been so much better for me. Adult Speech and Language Therapy, Canterbury. I attended minor injuries first thing due to an infected bug bite. I was very concerned, but the restrictions in place for COVID-19 are very safe and the staff could not have been more wonderful. In and out in 40 minutes. Well done, Sevenoaks MIU. Sevenoaks Minor Injury Unit. Get involved with us. Do you want to have your say? Patient Advice and Liaison Service, PALS. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 07899 903 499 or email kentchft.pals@nhs.net. Do you want to volunteer for us? Phone 01233 667 810 or email kentchft.engagement@nhs.net. Do you want to become a member? Visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/membership and fill in the online form. You can also phone 01622 211 940 or email kchft.coms@nhs.net. Community Health News. We're doing our part to fight the flu. The biggest ever flu campaign launches this autumn and Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust is encouraging its workforce to have the jab. The Trust provides the vaccine free to more than 5,000 staff members. And this year, with coronavirus still within the population, the flu vaccination is more important than ever. Why do our staff choose to have it? It's simple, because they care about their patients. The flu jab reduces the risk of healthcare workers spreading flu to patients and also transmitting it to their families. KCHFT's chief nurse, Mercia Spare, said, "On average, flu kills more than 11,000 people every year, and this is anything but an average year. The flu virus spreads from person to person, even among those not showing any symptoms. It can cause severe complications, particularly for high-risk groups. The flu vaccination is a fantastic thing. It guards against the virus, it protects you from being sick, it defends our staff, their family and patients, and those they care for, and other colleagues." Watch our annual meeting wherever you are. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, we won't be holding our usual face-to-face event. Instead, on Thursday the 24th of September, we will be sharing a special film from 10 a.m. It will give an overview of the 2019-20 financial year, with mentions of the incredible response to the COVID-19 pandemic by our workforce and how we are resetting services, making sure that high-quality healthcare is provided to patients, clients and service users. The film will stay on our website so you can watch it as many times as you wish. You can also view our 2019-20 annual report online. If you have a question for us after watching the film, you can submit it online. www.kentcht.nhs.uk/annual meeting. Looking for people nifty with a needle. Immunisation nurses across Kent are hoping crafty residents will help them with a request for homemade scrubs. Immunisation nurses don't usually wear scrubs to deliver the nasal flu vaccination to primary school children. However, 2020 is an exception. Laura Jones, Kent Clinical Manager, Immunisation Service, said, "We have to wear personal protective equipment, PPE, this year to deliver the nasal vaccination to children as young as five. We want to put them at ease and thought some fun scrubs featuring friendly cartoon characters from Disney and Marvel would help them feel at ease." During lockdown, loads of people started making homemade scrubs for NHS staff to wear. A lot of them were quite jazzy, and we're hoping crafty sewing stars will come to our aid. The team needs roughly 300 sets of scrubs. The nasal flu campaign starts in October and runs to December. If you would like to donate homemade scrubs to the Immunisation Service, please send to Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust PPE Store, 190 Upper Pemberton, Eureka Business Park, Ashford, TN25 4AZ, and mark your envelope, Scrubs for IMS. Hospital reopens its doors after burst pipe. Staff and patients are back in Tunbridge Cottage Hospital 4 months after a burst water pipe brought down the ceiling and caused significant damage. The incident happened during a night shift in May. At the time, our nurses were praised for their quick reaction, making sure their patients were safe. Those most vulnerable were immediately moved to Sevenoaks Hospital. The remaining patients in a separate ward unaffected by the leak were transferred to our community hospitals the following morning. No patients or members of staff were injured in the incident. Due to the amount of damage at the hospital in Vauxhall Lane, a complete closure was necessary. This also allowed the repair work to be completed without disruption and some exciting improvements to be made, including two new wet rooms, a new nurses' station, and an innovative call bell system offering more functions to alert care staff to patients' needs. Head of Clinical Services, Urgent Care and Hospitals, Victoria Cover, said, "Everyone is delighted to be back at Tunbridge in a new and improved environment. While the works have been going on, staff have embraced working across our other community hospital sites and supporting the teams there." Staff nurse Val Matthew said, "It's good to be back at Tunbridge Cottage Hospital. It was great that we all experienced working at the Trust's other community hospitals, and we all learned new ways of working, some of which we have introduced at Tunbridge. But there's no place like home, and it's great to be back." Healthcare under one roof for Edenbridge. Work is due to start at the end of this year on the new Edenbridge Health and Wellbeing Centre. The centre in Bray Road will bring together a number of health services under one roof, including a doctor's surgery and minor injuries to support residents to stay fit, healthy and recover quickly from illness. Planning permission was granted earlier this year and the build is expected to take about 15 months to complete. The modern building will also support the NHS to reduce its carbon footprint and use technology to benefit patients, for example, a single booking-in system across all departments. The partners in the project are Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, Edenbridge Medical Practice and Kent and Medway Clinical Commissioning Group. If you have any queries about the project, email kcht.edenbridge@nhs.net or phone 07879 110075 to speak to a member of the project team. Putting patients and carers at the heart of what we do. Putting patients and carers' experiences at the heart of everything we do is a priority for Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. The newly established Patient and Carer Partnership Team's aim is to make sure the experiences and views of people who use our services and those who care for them are used to develop and improve the work we do. And now the team would like your help to make sure we are fully involving our patients, carers and families in how we deliver our care. It is asking for anyone who has been a patient or is a carer for someone who has used the Trust services to join the new People's Network. The People's Network is open to anyone who has used our services, their carers, our Trust members and volunteers. If you are interested in getting involved or would like to find out more information, you can contact the Patient and Carer Partnership team on kentcht.engagement@nhs.net or phone 01233 667 810. COVID-19 news. Dental collaboration helps people to smile. Thousands of toothbrushes and toothpaste were given to children and adults thanks to the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust and a pharmaceutical company. The Trust, which provides dental services in parts of London, normally gives around 800 of its Brushes for Life kits a month, which include a toothbrush, toothpaste and a leaflet about oral health. However, at the beginning of the lockdown, its supplies of toothpaste dried up, and at the same time, demand for the packs went up hugely, with families losing incomes or having to get by with less. But thanks to the collaboration, KCHFT was able to hand out more than 5,000, working closely with food banks and the Salvation Army on the distribution. KCHFT put the packs together and bought the toothbrushes. The toothpaste was donated by GlaxoSmithKline. Sourit Jahint, Senior Project Coordinator with the Dental Outreach Team in London, said, "Previously, I had worked with GSK on a clinical trial, so I approached my contact there and discovered it was happy to help. This was a great weight off my mind as we were unable to get the toothpaste from my usual supplier. The company gave us 8,000 tubes of toothpaste, some for adults and some for children, which is fantastic. When families are struggling with money, obviously food is a necessity, but so is oral health. Unfortunately, when times are hard, this often gets pushed down the list of priorities. As most of our dental services were suspended at the beginning of the lockdown, our outreach team was busy putting the packs together, ready to send out, practicing social distancing, and with masks, gloves, and hand sanitizer to hand. We are live on Facebook. Public health teams reached out to residents by going live on Facebook during lockdown. Their videos were watched by more than 60,000 people from April to July. You can catch up anytime on the One New Kent beside you and Kent and Medway Sexual Health, Just Ask Us pages. There are playlists on how to go smoke-free with the Quit for COVID campaign, how to maintain a healthy weight or just generally improve your well-being on the One New Kent page. Beside You has some fantastic information on breastfeeding and how to get off to a great start, and Just Ask Us has information on how to access services. Follow and like the pages for more updates. Want to stop smoking? COVID-19 has reminded us how much our health matters. There's never been a better time to start making health changes. For help and support to lose weight, quit smoking, or just generally feel better, go to www.oneukent.org.uk. Emotional support on offer. The pandemic has changed all our lives, causing disruption to our daily routines. For children and young people, changes to the way school, clubs or activities operate can make them feel angry, stressed or anxious. Many young people are finding this time difficult, and it can be hard to know how to support them. KCHFT School Health Team offers support to children and young people, including those who have sadly been bereaved due to COVID-19. See www.kentcht.nhs.uk/school-health/counselling or phone 0300 123 4496 for more information. Choir raises Ruth with Greatest Showman song. It's possibly the biggest challenge the NHS has ever faced, but despite the daily pressures of COVID-19, staff at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust found a little time to virtually record a song to motivate colleagues and encourage the public to stay at home during lockdown. The special version of This Is Me, one of the most well-known songs from the film The Greatest Showman, was recorded in the Trust's choir members' own time and is aptly titled Stay at Home. In the first 4 days of going live, the choir's effort had been viewed more than 54,000 times on social media and reached more than 100,000 people, including a like from Kayla Settle from The Greatest Showman. The Trust Choir is made up of a variety of colleagues, including nurses, healthcare assistants, support service colleagues, directors, and many more. The song's key message was about how the NHS supports our communities and how our communities could support the NHS by staying at home. You can watch the video at https://vimeo.com/403657372. Frailty Service on National TV. Our East Kent Frailty Home Treatment Service was featured on a national BBC News programme at the start of lockdown as a good example of a service changing the way it worked to meet the complex needs of patients in our community. The team was filmed out and about in Whitstable and Herne Bay, helping patients with non-COVID conditions to stay safely at home. Consultant geriatrician Sheila O'Riordan said, "We quickly realised at the start of the pandemic that we needed to keep as many people away from our main acute hospitals as possible, especially those who were already sick or vulnerable. Thanks to some fast planning and a flexible workforce, we were able to do exactly that. The service supports people with frailty and complex conditions to stay at home rather than be admitted to hospital." All in a day's work for resourcing team. Recruitment didn't slow down during the pandemic and our human resourcing team was as busy as ever. Between the 23rd of March and the 31st of July, the Trust received more than 5,000 applications for vacancies advertised across KCHFT. Head of Resourcing Eve Lucas explained, "There was definitely a surge of interest in working for us during COVID and we moved quickly to meet the demand. With lockdown in full swing and obviously needing to keep travel and contact to a minimum, we needed a solution. Teams went virtual and interviewed 1,729 people over WhatsApp video call or on Microsoft Teams and made 790 offers of work. We've also been carrying out online competency tests. The candidate had 1 hour from receiving the test to complete it and email their work back for assessment by the panel. We also made induction and mandatory training online, meaning that our new starters can be inducted at any time, rather than waiting for the next round of induction sessions." Celebrities send virtual hugs. A host of celebrities kindly sent staff some virtual hugs as they worked tirelessly to care for patients during the pandemic. The celebs included Olympic gold medalist Dame Kelly Holmes, Nick Knowles from DIY SOS, Bucks Fizz singer Cheryl Baker, Paul Hollywood from The Great British Bake Off, and Jerome Flynn from Game of Thrones, who all sent in video messages saying a heartfelt thank you. In her message, Dame Kelly Holmes, who was born in Pembury, sent a huge thank you and praised colleagues for their dedication. In his message, TV presenter Nick Knowles said, "Thank you for all of your amazing work. You are making a massive difference." He said he recognised that times were tough and said KCHFT staff were much appreciated. The Trust also received videos from Patrick Grant from The Great Sewing Bee, Denise Welsh from Loose Women, children's entertainer Mr. Maker, Ben Roddy from the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury, Keith Brimer Jones from The Great Pottery Throw, along with video messages from actresses Angela Griffin, Angela Lonsdale, Jill Halfpenny, Nicole Stevenson and Tessa Peake Jones, and actors Dave Nellis, Rob Jarvis and Stephen Tompkinson. In her message, singer Cheryl Baker, who lives in Kent, said that when she clapped on a Thursday night, she had KCHFT staff in mind. Actor Jerome Flynn thanked staff for their care and compassion and compared the pandemic to going into battle with the White Walkers, the enemy in the Game of Thrones series. Applause for volunteers. What makes people want to volunteer? The reasons are different for each person, but it may be because they want to help their local community or perhaps support the NHS. It could be that they have some time on their hands or that they feel a little lonely. Whatever the reason, KCHFT is so lucky to have an army of more than 500 volunteers. And during Volunteers Week, they were celebrated and thanked for all the help they give all year round, and especially so during the COVID-19 outbreak. In the early days of COVID-19 pandemic, the Trust received more than 150 new enquiries to volunteer. It successfully deployed 25 new volunteers to help in community hospitals and make deliveries to patients. Many existing volunteers continued in their roles, such as Joanne Wigington, who supports the health visiting team in Gravesend. Jess Webster was recruited during COVID-19 and volunteered in the kitchen at Edenbridge and District War Memorial Hospital, preparing meals for patients and colleagues, washing up and doing tea rounds. Another new volunteer, Mark Vogt, was at Faversham Cottage Hospital during his time on furlough. He was delivering urgent letters to patients, making up patient notes packs and running errands at the hospital. Do you have young children? The pandemic has been a challenging time for families with young children. You can contact your local health visiting team via its duty line if you have any questions or are worried about yourself or your child's health and well-being. Details of how to contact local teams, as well as answers to some frequently asked questions, can be found on our Health Visiting Service page, kentcht.nhs.uk/kent-baby. Thank you. From handmade surgical scrubs to scrummy cakes, care packages to fruit, we were overwhelmed by the amazing generosity of our local communities as you flooded us with donations to show your support and thanks for our staff as they have worked tirelessly through the pandemic. You showed so much kindness that it is impossible to individually thank everyone in Community Health, but we wanted to give you a flavour of just how much love was shown for Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust after the COVID-19 outbreak began. We received thousands of cosmetic goodie bags for hardworking staff from Folkestone-based Church and Dwight. The Salvation Army cooked free bacon and sausage rolls and provided teas, coffees and soft drinks for colleagues at all of our hospital sites and at our Trinity House Ashford base. Schools across Kent opened their design technology rooms to manufacture thousands of protective visors, and sewing groups from every town worked their fingers to the bone to produce scrubs and wash bags for our hard-working frontline teams. People also gave generously to our charity iCare. We set up a fund especially for staff wellbeing support, and at the time of writing, more than £26,000 has been donated. People created their own fundraising pages to raise money for the campaign and persuaded people to part with their pennies in the most ingenious ways. For example, Callum Giles played golf for 16 hours straight and raised £6,395. Ryan, Tom, Josh, Harry, Joseph and Stuart, who work for agriculture and construction company Burden Brothers from Sheppey, raised an amazing £6,022 by shaving off their hair. Maxine McNulty of Maxine's Rainbow Designs raised £1,385 by selling unique rainbow artworks, and 13-year-old Ollie Pitt raised £531 by completing a FIFA gaming marathon and shaving his head and eyebrows. These are just some of the incredible stories. We're so grateful to all of our fundraisers and, of course, to the people who donated to their campaigns. We hope we have captured everyone who played their part in supporting our staff, but if we haven't, please know we are incredibly grateful to you. Macy's Poetic Tribute. We certainly felt the love, and 12-year-old Macy Pritchard from Faversham summed up people's gratitude when she wrote us a poem. For 72 years you have been saving lives, and after all that this virus arrives, you all provide us non-stop care. The whole of the UK are grateful that you are there. You're special, you're amazing, despite the things you're facing, always caring, giving up your time, doing a great job, working on the front line. For your hard work, we applaud you, and because of you, we will pull through, risking your own lives for the nation, and we would like to show our admiration by saying, we thank you, NHS. Meet our COVID heroes. Hundreds of healthcare workers across KCHFT temporarily moved into new roles during the pandemic to support colleagues delivering essential services. Some picked up mops and buckets to help with hospital cleaning. Community dietitians moved into hospitals to help patients in intensive care. Children's nurses worked with adult patients, and we even had an information analyst who joined a hospital catering team. Others found themselves supporting patients at the worst time in their lives, providing the very best care they could. Here are just a few of their stories. Julie welcomed the opportunity. When Julie Caddock, Clinical Services Manager in East Sussex, heard the hospital cleaning team needed extra help, she put her hands up straight away. Julie normally oversees the Children's Integrated Therapy and School Health Services, but because of the challenges brought about by COVID-19, these were temporarily scaled down. Julie was still needed to do her usual role 3 days a week, but on the other two she helped at Edenbridge and District War Memorial Hospital with cleaning and serving teas, coffees and lunches. She said, "I volunteered as I wanted to help out and welcomed the opportunity for a totally new experience." From children to adults. Health visitor Charlie Palmer, who normally works in Dover and Deal, was temporarily moved to the Queen Elizabeth the Queen Mother Hospital in Margate. She normally supports children and their families, but as she had experience of working at a main hospital, her skills were very much needed there. Charlie moved to our rapid transfer service to become an interim discharge coordinator at the hospital. The new role saw Charlie speaking to patients, families and healthcare workers as a patient was about to be discharged. She supported assessments to see if a patient might need additional help when going home, or to see if they might need to go to a community hospital or care home. She said, "When I heard colleagues were being temporarily moved, I said I was happy to volunteer my services. I felt maybe my skill set could be used somewhere else. Back when I was a student nurse, I was regularly dropped into foreign environments and had to ask lots of questions and ask for support, so it's not something that is new to nurses." Delivering specialist dietary care. When we were asked if our dietitians could provide extra help in intensive treatment units, staff at KCHFT immediately rallied to the call. The Trust already had a contract to provide a service for 30 intensive treatment units, ITU beds, across East Kent, but quickly provided additional support with community dietitians and others from our home enteral nutrition team moving over to support East Kent Hospital's University NHS Foundation Trust. Judy France, Head of Adult Speech and Language Therapy and Clinical Nutrition and Dietetics, said, "We identified colleagues who already had intensive care experience to help in the ITUs. We also ran a training programme to increase knowledge and skills. Our colleagues helped at the ITUs at Queen Elizabeth the Queen Mother Hospital, Margate, the William Harvey in Ashford and at Kent and Canterbury Hospital. Others helped on respiratory wards, where dietetic input was also needed. KCHFT's ITU dietitians provide specialist dietetic care to inpatients. The team supports children, young people and adults who need therapeutic dietary advice for a range of specific clinical conditions. When patients are extremely unwell, their nutritional needs can change daily. Most patients who are on ITU cannot eat or drink and will receive their nutrition through a tube, either into the gut or straight into the blood supply." Kerry Ann, Clinical Service Manager, Acute Dietetics and Deputy Head of Service Adult Speech and Language Therapy and Clinical Nutrition and Dietetics, said, "The work was very challenging and extremely hot due to the personal protective equipment, PPE. Holding patients' hands. Apprentice Healthcare Assistant Alid Kesak, 22, sat with patients and held their hands, making sure they did not die alone. With Hospital Visitors Limited, Alid relayed family phone messages. With one patient, she'd held a phone to his ear so his loved ones could say goodbye. Alid works at Whitstable and Tankerton Hospital, which provides rehabilitation and end-of-life care. She said, "We have patients who do sadly die. I hold their hands so they're not on their own. One man visited his wife for 50 years and said he didn't care if he caught COVID-19. He said if she didn't survive, he didn't want to either, and that was hard to hear. I care for these patients a lot, so it's very sad, but I've just had to get on with it and show them we are there to care and support. It's not just me who's been doing this. Everyone on the ward is great, and we work like one big family. There for each other. Community nurse and primary care network lead in Tunbridge Wells, Karen Flory, lived in a hotel and away from her husband and family for 2 months as she didn't want to risk possibly passing the COVID-19 virus on to her husband, who is in a vulnerable group. Living in a hotel near Pembrey was not easy. Not only did she miss seeing her family, but there were also limited kitchen and cooking facilities. It was a vast difference to her normal life, as she lives on a farm in East Sussex. Karen said, "It's been hard. We've all had meltdowns at some point, worried about our patients who we might have looked after for years, or worried about ourselves or our families. But we're all there for each other. Our patients who are housebound were worried that no one would go out to them, so we've had to reassure them. Our visits are now taking longer because of the personal protective equipment we have to wear. Putting it on and taking it off takes time, but we need to make sure our patients and us too are safe." Pushing through the tough times. Many nurses and healthcare workers have shown exceptional bravery and resilience during the COVID-19 pandemic, including Katie Scullion, who has personal resilience in her DNA. Katie is one of the Trust's frailty complex care nurses based at Coxheath near Maidstone. Although she has lived in the UK for the past 27 years, Katie has always held on to a Finnish concept from her homeland, known as sisu. The word means stoic determination, tenacity of purpose, grit, bravery, resilience and hardiness. She said, "The word is about not losing hope and pushing through in tough times, which is what everyone has been doing. It's about dealing with whatever is thrown at you. You can't give in and stop. No one person or one organisation can do this alone. It is about us all working together as a team. We're all in this together and getting through this." During the past few months, Katie has been supporting a care home in Maidstone. She said, "Working at the care home, I felt like I made a difference. We had patients die, but they did so according to their wishes. It was comfortable and planned. We avoided a crisis, and the staff were fantastic." Katie is now back in her usual role, supporting patients in the community, giving phone support and advice to patients where possible, and visiting patients in their homes where necessary. End-of-life care. Trainee assistant practitioner Jade Lawrence, who works at Westview Hospital in Tenterden, cared for COVID-19 patients at the end of their lives when she usually works within a team providing rehabilitation support. She said, "I work in the rehab unit and usually we have patients who've had a stroke, heart surgery or been in hospital and are not quite ready to go home. I work alongside physiotherapists and occupational therapists and help patients to regain their independence. However, during COVID-19, we've had very few rehab patients. We've had patients at the end of their life, which has been hard for nurses who are not used to dealing with this. The biggest difference is having to wear the PPE. You get so hot, you just don't know what to do with yourself. I now appreciate how hard it must be for those who work in intensive care units and on respiratory wards." A big change. Maxine Phelan moved from working in a theatre as part of the paediatric day surgery service to working with KCHFT's Home with Support service. Maxine has worked in theatres for more than 30 years and was used to working with a close-knit team in an environment without any windows where she had no idea what the weather was doing. So working in the community visiting patients in their own homes was a big change. She said, "I am a registered operating department practitioner, so I've been in theatres assisting surgeons, anaesthetists and patients recovering from surgery for the past 30 years. The Home with Support service is fantastic, providing care for patients who have been discharged from hospital for a few weeks until they have either regained confidence to be at home or a permanent care plan or package in a place with social services. I was happy to be in a role where I felt I could help make a difference to patients." Rising to the challenge. Market and information analyst Yanis Christodoulou temporarily left his usual office role to help in the kitchen at Whitstable and Tankerton Hospital. He said, It was a completely different job and skill set, but I knew I had to help our frontline colleagues and help make a difference. My manager, my team and the facilities team I was joining were very supportive and I was ready to give it a go. I went there not sure what to expect, but after meeting my new colleagues, everyone made me feel welcome. After some initial training, I was helping to prepare food for patients, nurses and doctors on the ward. I like a challenge and wanted to help beat this, which we are going to, but we have to do it together, and that means doing things that are outside daily procedures and comfort zones. We're all working hard to beat this, and I'm very proud of all my colleagues fighting this. I'm proud to work for the NHS. Gaining a new appreciation. Olivia Tengenda refused to let the fact she was shielding from preventing her from doing her bit. Olivia is a staff nurse who works at the Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital in Herne Bay, but had to stay at home shielding for the first few months of the pandemic. Eager to do her bit, Olivia asked ward manager Alison Reid if there was anything she could do from home, and Olivia was temporarily moved to the staff resourcing team. Olivia said, "I helped with some of the virtual interviews for bank staff, and I said to them, 'Don't worry, I'm as nervous as you.' I reassured and calmed them down and made them feel relaxed. It was very different doing interviews virtually rather than face to face, but I felt the candidates were actually more relaxed as they were in their own homes. So in some ways, it was better. I miss nursing and wanted to be on the ward with my colleagues, but it wasn't possible. At least I was doing my bit and helping in some way." The most memorable interview I conducted was with a candidate who was hearing impaired but able to verbally communicate when spoken to in a clear and concise manner. I was told the candidate required me to keep my face on the screen at all times to enable her to lip read and that she would be asking me to repeat some of the questions. As the interview went along, I started to feel more confident. During the interview, in some parts, I had the opportunity to use a skill that I had not used in a long time, Makaton Sign Language. The candidate was so touched and started to cry and said I'd made her feel valued and not discriminated against. I have to be honest, after the interview, I was a bit choked up myself. I love working for the NHS, but most of all, for an outstanding trust. Three heart attacks as farmer Pip battled with COVID-19. As a lifelong farmer, Pip Colick is well known in his local area, but he feared he may never see his family and friends again after he was diagnosed with coronavirus and had three heart attacks. Pip Colick fights back tears as he describes his battle with COVID-19, his 3 months in hospital and his long road to recovery, including three heart attacks while in intensive care. "I'd had a cough since Christmas," explained 71-year-old Pip, a sheep farmer from Ruckinge near Ashford. "I'm not usually the sort of person who goes to the doctor, but it just got worse and worse. I went to the pharmacy a few times, but they advised me to use cough medicine as I didn't have a very high temperature and I had no other symptoms. The cough got extremely bad right at the beginning of lockdown. I must have been worried about it, as I said to my daughter, 'I think I'm going to die.'" Pip's daughter Katie phoned the doctor, who advised him to go to the William Harvey Hospital in Ashford. It was the start of a three-month battle with what turned out to be coronavirus. Katie, an endoscopy nurse at the William Harvey Hospital, said, "We later found out that Dad had a pneumococcal infection, which we think weakened his immune system. He then contracted COVID. His oxygen saturation was just 81% when the ambulance service arrived." Grandfather of four, Pip, was in intensive care, but doesn't remember anything about it. "During that time, I had three heart attacks. The staff at the Harvey were incredible. They saved my life multiple times." Pip spent a total of 62 days at the William Harvey Hospital, and from there he was sent to Westview Hospital in Tenterden, run by the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, to begin a month-long process of rehabilitation. "Before this happened, I was around 16 stone," said Pip, an arable and sheep farmer who was previously fit and well. "When I left the Harvey, my weight had dropped by around 4.5 stone. I needed physiotherapy and occupational therapy to get me to the point where I could return home." In all, Pip spent 3 months in hospital. Katie said, "It was scary, but the staff kept us updated and we were able to have phone and video calls with Dad, both at the Harvey and at Westview. We clung on to these calls in a time when visiting was not permitted." When he was recovering, we were allowed to see him at a distance in the garden. The staff at Westview changed his room so he could see over the neighbouring farmer's field, who he knows, and they put his name in the window so his friend could wave to him. They took time to find out what was important to him and made it as easy as possible for him to stay in touch with us and with his friends. Finally, Pip was discharged from Westview. Staff clapped him out of the front door and Katie drove him home to Ruckinge via Ham Street to a hero's welcome. All the local farmers lined up tractors and beat their horns to welcome him home, and people came out of their houses to clap and cheer, said Katie. It was very emotional. He's still in recovery and we have a long way to go, but the care he received in both hospitals was exceptional. It just proves what the NHS can achieve when we all work together. A huge thank you to all who made that day possible. Working in the NHS, making a difference. We meet two members of the KCHFT team who have retired and two new starters who are just beginning on their healthcare journey. All reflect on their experiences. Farewell after 40 years caring for others. For those taking their first steps in their career, 40 years seems like a lifetime away. But after starting out in the 1980s, both Susan Goff and Pam Couchman are very much looking forward to their retirement and the next chapter in their lives. Susan. Susan qualified as a health visitor in 1981 before moving to Germany to work on an army base, where she took on the combined role of health visitor, school nurse, and even aspects of community midwifery, supporting families living on the bases. After nearly 4 years, she returned to the UK to study for a joint honours degree in psychology and sociology. Susan moved to Kent in 1994 and began working in Ramsgate as a health visitor. Health visiting has changed so much during the 40 years I have worked in it. Safeguarding for one plays a massive part in it now, but I'm sorry to say this was not the case in 1970. There was less knowledge and awareness about safeguarding back then. In 2016, Susan was appointed as a family nurse supervisor for the Family Nurse Partnership Programme, which provided intense support for teenage mothers-to-be and mums until their child turned two. She said, "Within the family partnership team, our driving force is knowing we can make a difference to families and children. That's the most important part. For some clients, our help has transformed their lives, and that's what makes it all worthwhile. I'm very proud to have been involved." So what does retirement hold for Susan? "I love walking and I'm hoping to do a lot more of that. I won't be filling my days too soon as I need a chance to catch my breath and take stock." Pam. Pam qualified as a physiotherapist in 1980 in Glasgow. After 7 years of living and working in Inverness, she moved to Folkestone. Reflecting on how the NHS has changed during the past 40 years, Pam says, "We listen to our patients a lot more than we used to. We used to be the experts and expect patients to listen to us, but now, and rightly so, the patient is the expert in their experience of their condition. I call it patient power." During the COVID-19 pandemic, before she retired, Pam was managing the East Kent Rapid Response Team and also working with the Home Treatment Service. "What has happened in these services has been incredible. I've been working directly with our colleagues on the front line, and what they have achieved has been amazing in these difficult circumstances. Everyone's resilience has been tested and they've done incredibly well. I'm very proud of them." "Looking back on my career, I can honestly say I've loved every minute of my job." In her next chapter, Pam and her husband will be moving to West Sussex as her husband takes on his new role as a minister in the Methodist Church. "I'm really looking forward to our new adventure together and what that may bring." Growing our own. Two students who started their careers with us and left to pursue higher education have now returned as fully qualified practitioners, and they're delighted to be back. Ollie. Ollie Gray spent more than 3 years working as a physiotherapy assistant at KCHFT before deciding to take an employment break in 2018. He explained, "I'm over the moon to be back with the learning disability team and working as a physiotherapist. Before leaving for university, I chose to take an employment break rather than handing in my notice. This was a no-brainer because it meant I could come back to continue my career with colleagues who have been so supportive and encouraging during my time away studying. The COVID-19 pandemic has been a huge and unexpected challenge for me as a returning member of staff. I never thought the first patient I would visit in my new role in the community would require me to be dressed in PPE. This, along with policies and rules to learn due to COVID-19, on top of new protocols and organising a routine, has been challenging. But the need to be adaptable and do everything we can to support our patients and each other is so important. Natalie Ash was working as a community nursing assistant with the Learning Disability Service before she decided she wanted to pursue her dream of becoming a qualified learning disability nurse. She is now back at the Trust, working as a learning disability nurse. She said, "I had a lot of support and encouragement from my team to take the leap, especially from my matron, Kerry Barnard. I loved it at university and I thoroughly enjoyed the academic work and loved all of my placements." Tracy Rose, specialist matron with the Adult Learning Disability Team, said, "It's great to see both Ollie and Nat return to the Trust and the Learning Disability Service as fully qualified practitioners and to be able to work alongside them. It's always great when a student returns to the Trust in a full-time role, as it qualifies what we already know about KCHFT. It's a great place to work." Care and compassion in COVID. Our community hospitals have been at the heart of providing essential care in the outbreak. Here we take a look at what they have been doing to support some of the most vulnerable people in our society. Keeping loved ones connected. When visiting had to be suspended during the pandemic, staff at our 9 community hospitals knew the impact this could have on some patients. That's why we brought in tablets at each site to help people stay in touch with family and friends. Making sure patients are as happy as they can be is important to supporting them and their recovery. So the Trust invested in 5 tablets for each community hospital to continue support and look after our patients. The tablets mean patients can make video calls with their families and friends while they are in hospital. After each patient has used the tablet, they are cleaned following infection prevention and control guidance, ready to be used again. The tablets are in hospitals across East and West Kent. Chief Nurse Mercia Spare said, "I'm so happy that we've been able to offer this to our patients. It is important that they feel connected to their families." You can find out up-to-date information about our community hospitals and all services that the Trust provides at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/our services. Eddie celebrates his centenary during pandemic. For lots of people, marking your 100th birthday is a time of celebration spent with loved ones making happy memories in a place of your choice. But for Edwin Ford, the landmark occasion was a little different. He was in hospital during COVID-19 with the visiting restrictions in place to protect both him, hospital staff and any potential visitors. But staff on Heron Ward at the Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital in Herne Bay pulled out all the stops to make his 100th birthday a special one. Edwin, known as Eddie, celebrated with a cake made by kitchen staff at the hospital. He was able to see his daughter and son-in-law through the window of the day room before joining more family members on a video call. Heron Ward colleagues lined Eddie's route from his room to the day room, clapping him along before presenting him with his telegram from the Queen. Due to restrictions at the time, Eddie's family knew they would not be able to be by his bedside for the celebrations, but was pleased to be able to see him from the garden patio and on video chat. Matron Alison Reed said, "I'm so proud of the Heron Ward team, including everyone who was temporarily moved to the team, agency staff and, of course, colleagues who usually work at the hospital. They have remained calm, professional and caring, and they made Eddie's milestone birthday special, despite the difficult situation. I know Eddie had a great day, and the feedback from his family about his time on Heron Ward was positive. The team is fantastic at the best of times, but throughout these challenging times, they've gone above and beyond and demonstrated our Trust's values." Eddie's family praised the care and communication from the ward and acknowledged the efforts the Heron Ward team went to in organising a birthday party for him. Eddie particularly enjoyed reading his telegram, which remained in his hand throughout the celebrations. Eddie died the day after his 100th birthday. His family was keen for people to hear about the care and compassion from the Heron Ward team.